Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, UCB announces a definitive agreement to acquire Candid Therapeutics for up to $2.2 billion, adding a pipeline of T-cell engager therapies for autoimmune diseases to its immunology portfolio. A new commentary by Jeremy Richardson argues that MFN pricing and shifting policy expectations are making affordable direct-to-patient programs at scale an operational necessity rather than a strategic option. And a new article examines how a customer-based process can synchronize sales and marketing organizations for competitive advantage in pharma. UCB has signed a definitive agreement to acquire Candid Therapeutics, a privately held clinical stage biotechnology company based in San Diego and Shanghai, for $2 billion upfront, plus up to $200 million in potential future milestone payments. UCB CEO Jean-Christophe Tellier described the deal as the company's inorganic innovation strategy in action, and the transaction is expected to close by the end of the second quarter or early third quarter of 2026, subject to antitrust clearance. A new commentary by Jeremy Richardson addresses how policy shifts, most notably the administration's most favored nation pricing framework, are creating a new operational imperative for pharmaceutical manufacturers to demonstrate that every patient support dollar delivers measurable value. Richardson argues that MFN pricing is not simply a reimbursement challenge, but a structural force accelerating the transition from traditional hub-based patient support to affordable tech-enabled direct-to-patient programs built for scale. Finally, a new examination explains why the persistent misalignment between sales and marketing in pharmaceutical organizations continues to cost companies commercial performance and proposes a customer-based synchronization process as the structural fix. The piece argues that most pharma commercial organizations are still built around internal functions rather than customer journeys, creating handoff failures, inconsistent messaging, and missed opportunities at key decision points along the prescriber and patient pathway. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.